Yeah. I just made a whole band. I'm whipping on baby, no tooting. I just made a whole band. From whipping no baby, no tooting. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finesse and they caught me on dealing. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band.
I earn my knots like I fought with my Tyson nigga. Play with my dog, get your dog like a vet. I never change up on my niggas like a whole tan. I never change like a quarter. Hold up my big band and that pussy water. I just want 100 bands. Never had shit, I want it fast. Uncle 40 told me that it's on the way. I can see that Bentley parked off in the driveway. Yeah, stack that paper like a Lego. Get these squares up out my circle like a waffle. I told my mama we gon' get 100 mil. I gotta get it for land in that coffin. And now these bitches pass around like an off. They jumpin' in and out her water like a dolphin. I said I gotta stay down, I'm tryna get it. I'm staying down like a midget. I just made a whole band and I won't stop. I'm moving forward, still playing on that block. Not talking candy, man, I'm trying to get that payday. I'm all about my Benjamin like Craig and Day-Day. But when they catch, I raise my hand like the Nene. Since I'm getting cash like a clock to hang around. I came in with you nigga like KKK. How these niggas fake?
Yeah. I just made a whole band. From whipping on baby, no children. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finesse and they call me your villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band. From whipping on baby, no children. My girl looking like she Brazilian. Making money, my ambition. I just made a whole band. From finesse and they call me your villain. I come to take over your village. Just stack my paper to the ceiling. I just made a whole band.
Can't change up the life I live. 'Cause I got a book of joy. brothers locked on the yacht. One in the feds, one in the state, and she hurt. Rabbit wedding, hope they free my brother Devin Church.
Ang susunod na palabas ay Rated PG.
All right, you guys. We are here for another episode of Grown Folks Business. And I'm here with DJ Sergeant Rock. How you doing?
Whoa, what's happening, Tweety? You know how we getting it in, man. Grind Hard Radio affiliates for these idiots, you understand me? Grown Folks Business is now on your radio dial with your girl, Tweety B. And you already know who I am. Grind Hard Radio's resident DJ, DJ Sergeant Rock, always broadcasting live 7,000 feet from up under the ground. Holla at your boy, you know what I'm saying? Smoke something, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, that's what's happening. We're excited to have DJ Sergeant Rock over here. It's always a pleasure to have him in the building, and we appreciate you for your support. I'm going to tell y'all, we got some. We got a Kilo coming through here at 12:30. He's going to give us an exclusive interview. We're going to find out what's going on with him and some of this music. Now, we did get a chance to listen to some of it last week, and we're going to play it again this week and have a little chit-chat with Kilo.
How did that go?
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get into our first topic, you guys, of the afternoon. And DJ Sergeant Rock, what I would like to know from you is, what is your definition of hate or being a hater?
Oh, the definition of being a hater. I think the true definition of being a hater is when you sitting back somewhere and a thought just comes to your head and you don't like it, but you're the only one who knows about this thought until you decide to share it. So, mm-hmm. you know, a true definition of a hater is somebody looking for somebody to agree with them, whatever they talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of hate comes from people talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody fucking with Tweety B. Ain't nobody fucking with Sergeant Rock. Ain't nobody fucking with the guy Hey Roo. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how to clearly define it, but I've seen haterism happen in so many different fashions. You know what I'm saying? But I think the true definition is basically a lonely individual looking for some damn attention.
Right. Okay. No. Well, my kind of definition of hate or being a hater, it's a difference in somebody telling you a true fact about yourself that you may not like. Now, that's not, to me, that's not hating. That's stating the facts. But when you go out of your way to produce negative energy toward a person,
right.
or a being or a movement or whatever, to me, that is being a hater. When you go out of your way to produce negativity about something positive in a person's
right.
life, to me,
right.
that is hating. And that's different than somebody just telling you a true fact about yourself that you might not like.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I mean, that's my personal opinion on it. You guys, if you are listening and you have a personal opinion that you want to give on any topic that we have, you can call into the show. If you're listening on the internet, 323-693-3043 will get you in. You press the one button and come in and give us a little bit on the topic. Okay, moving right along from there. The God Hey Roo is coming, I think. Maybe not, depending on whether he get out of class or not. So we're hoping that he make it. Yeah, but otherwise.
Yeah, but he's staying in the books. He's staying in the books.
I know it.
He's staying
in the
books.
He does.
Yeah.
He does that. Right. Okay, so this is what I want to know. And this is something that you can answer for me, because this is a personal question that I guess every female in the world probably would really want to know. Like,
okay,
what makes a man, when he's relaxed and he's sitting down and he's watching TV or whatever the case may be, what makes him put his hand in his pants? What is that about? Who started it?
You know what? I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know. Sometimes, you know, depending on if you're wearing pajama pants, you know, I might slide my hand in my pants. You know what I'm saying? Just to feel the warmthness of my legs or some shit. But other than that, you know, as far as, you know, just, you know, laying around, just grabbing your crotch like it's just something to grab. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never could understand that. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, since the Al Bundy days, with married with children and shit, and you know
mm-hmm.
how, you know, the ears, it's always him sitting on the couch and he's sticking his hands in his pants like he's really doing something because he's the man
right.
of the house or some shit like that. You know, I think it's more of an ego thing. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, if you ain't felt on your own nuts all this long time, then something's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You pretty much know what you got. You don't have to keep grabbing on your shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, hip-hop, that's different because when I'm on stage, I do have the tendency to grab my crotch, ladies, just so you know. You know what I'm saying? I could be, you know, just hip-hopping in a motherfucker, and I'll just jump up and grab my crotch. That's just, you know, attitude, you know what I'm saying? You know, expressing myself. But at home, nah, I don't do that at home, man. I don't understand why people do it anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I just wonder, like, what is it? Is it some type of mental thing? Does it calm you, your nerves? Like, I have always wondered that because it's like a understood thing with God, you know? So I wanted to break the mold and find out what the hell is that. Because when we sit at home, we don't have the tendency to want to put our hands in our pants, you know, and just sit there
right.
like that.
Right. So, but you know what, though? I've seen females like Nicki Minaj, you know, when she on stage, you know, she might grab her shit. Or, you know, Beyonce, I've seen her grab her crotch a couple times, you know.
Well,
I guess that's an empowering thing.
You know, they got a little boy inside of them, too. So we can't count them. We cannot count the bisexual community because at some point, mentally, you can be a guy sometimes. So that don't count, DJ.
I'm just saying, I wasn't saying it, you know, to say that. I was just saying, you know, as far as, you know, the females that actually do that and they're not ashamed to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for us, I guess guys, when they at home, they're just so relaxed. And, you know, they might have boxes on or they might have nothing on. They just, I mean, if you just waste a whole day just grabbing your crotch, something's really wrong with you. You see what I'm just saying? You just sitting around just grabbing your like, what's happening? You know, I'm grabbing my shit. Like, nobody cares. It's yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Right. Absolutely. For real, man. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. That's a crazy topic, but it was just something that I really wanted to know because I just couldn't figure it out. In 40 years, I ain't been able to figure it out. So I just wanted to know on that. But this is another topic that I think is relevant for today's, like, social media and different stuff like that, you know, different websites that you may be on. Why do you think it is that the simple like of a picture is so offensive to a relationship or a possible relationship? What does that say about us? Does that make us petty? Is that not petty? Like, the like of a picture, is that not petty for you to be upset about that?
Well, you know, gone are the days that, you know, people have a lot of pictures, you know, sitting around, stuck on a dresser drawer, mirrors and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, where somebody could just walk in and just see some shit, you know what I'm saying. Social media has pretty much provided the platform to where whenever you feel like you want to show yourself off and make yourself famous, then you can do that. Now, the backlash to that is, how you going to stop somebody from liking a picture? And that's where pettiness comes in at, because no, you're not in control of nobody else's page. You're not controlling nobody else's thoughts. You're not control of really what they see. So how can you, you know, get mad because somebody liked something on Facebook? You know what I'm saying? I tell females all the time, don't let what you see on Facebook fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're taking it to a ridiculous level that, you know, half the people that you don't like for liking a pic, you don't know these folks. You'll never see these folks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't. Everybody's got friends on social media. So I really think it's just absolutely ridiculously petty for somebody to get mad at somebody because they press like, which is a button on the goddamn thing that you can press if you do like it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then on some sites, They got unlike buttons where instead of the thumb go up, they got a button where the thumb go down. If you don't like the motherfucker, you can hit you don't like the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, as far as pictures go, that I think that's just really, really, really stupid petty. I mean, that's just to a whole nother level. Like, okay, since social media run the world now, you don't get mad at somebody for liking something on social media. That's crazy.
Right.
That's
absolutely
crazy.
I agree, but I think that the social websites themselves make it even harder. And now I'm going to tell you why I say that. Okay, let's take Instagram for because I didn't know Instagram did all of this. Because I've been on Instagram for some years, but I never used it. So, like, lately I've been trying to use it and see what it does and stuff like that. So I just so happened to hit a button, and it started showing me all the pictures that all of my friends like. It's like so-and-so liked this picture. And it may be 12, 13, 14 pictures. But that's too much information. All the people need to know that is the person that he liked it for and himself. Now, you can see the likes or the love by the heart numbers or whatever. I think that's cool. But I feel like just plastering it up there like that so-and-so liked this picture. And that's too much.
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to hide behind a light. You know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, on social media, why would you? Because if I like something, I'm gonna like the motherfucker. And if I don't like it, I'm just not gonna hit the button. Period. The like, the unlike, or none of that. If I don't like it, you know what I'm saying? But it is crazy, you know, if you really think about it, because that's just like you, Tweety B. You do pictures all the time. You know what I'm saying? When you do them. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people like them. I mean, you have followers that every time you post a pic, they're going to like it because they like you. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people are just mad because people don't be liking them like other people like other folks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you want to get some likes like that, you need to do what everybody else is doing to get them if that's what you're worried about. But a like doesn't determine shit. It's just a criticism. You know what I'm saying?
Just this week.
Just an opinion.
This lady, she's not even on my friend list at all. I don't even know how she ended up on my page, period. But she comes over there and basically tells me I work for the devil.
Oh, no.
And she tagged her cousin Mel, her male cousin, to the post. Basically trying to save him from me in some type of way. And I just could not understand it. I'm like, lady, what is wrong with you? She's like, I see the will for sinning and work of the flesh and this and that. I'm like, lady, it's a photograph. If a photograph is going to keep him from heaven, he might be already fucked up. You see what I'm saying? I mean, just being honest.
His mind's on already.
Yeah, I mean, the devil may already have him if that's going to be a problem, a photograph. I mean, really. But I don't know. It's just people just do weird shit, and, you know, it's crazy when it comes to the pictures and stuff on social media. But we do have the God Heru with us. How you doing, guys?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I'm a little behind today, man. Had a little accident, you know, so I took me a little minute to get things together. You know what I'm saying? You know me, man. I've been chilling in my little boudoir, you know.
Okay.
My coffee, man. You know, on occasion, you know, it'd be hot, you know.
Okay, that's what happened.
Had a little spill, man. I had to clean some things up, man. Make sure it wasn't no damage, because, you know. I'll be all that trial in the boudoir. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit. You know.
So
other than, you know, a little.
We're over here and we're talking about pictures on social media. And the question is, why do you think a simple like of a photograph is so offensive to a relationship or the possibility of one? If you like too many pictures or this or that.
Because it has become socially acceptable to be ridiculous. It has become socially acceptable. You know, a liking of a picture is tantamount to a whistle or a head turn at the mall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A like of a picture is... you know, the same as saying, I want to fuck her in the minds of insecure people. You dig what I'm saying? You have a lot of people who basically police their mate or potential mate or friend or what have you's social media activities, and they judge them based on that. You know, you have some people, man, who simply... they will like almost everything that you post simply because it's proper etiquette. You know, it's like Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You try to share those things that don't offend you, or you try to share those things, you know what I'm saying, that you agree with. You retweet them. You know what I'm saying? Or you comment on them or you do whatever. But the funny thing, man, about relationships, man, is like women have become like this whole other animal. And we seeing it on a regular basis now. They become, mm-hmm. the jealousy has become a lot more obvious and angry,
right.
and evil and spiteful. And they've taken like small words that really mean insecure and lacking in confidence and made them something cool. They've taken the word petty and made it seem like
right.
it's something cool. You know what I'm
like
saying? Like, you owe me 99 cents. You give me a dollar bill and you stand there and wait for that penny back. Oh, that's petty. I'm petty as a motherfucker. I'm going to get my penny. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to, I got this guy a lot of other chicks like. We slept together, so I'm going to lay in the bed next to him and take a selfie and post it. I'm petty as fuck. You know, I'm going
right.
to do all these different things, man. People place all of this energy into something. It couldn't simply be like, I like the picture. You know, something
right,
had
right,
artistic
right.
value or, you know what I'm saying, that's my friend. You know, she posted a picture. I'm going to just like the picture because nobody likes to post a picture up there and it doesn't get a like. You feel
right.
what I'm saying? And,
right.
I mean, it's what it's there for. That's what the button is there for. And people place too much value in that. People,
right.
I mean, I get it to a certain extent. I mean, I get it. You know, dudes come out their mama's vagina every chance you see a little young boy. He's standing between his mama's leg trying to be as close to her vagina as he possibly can. And then as soon as he understands that, you know what I'm saying, other women have vaginas, he starts trying to crawl back up into somebody else's. So women believe that every man is like that. Anytime he likes a picture or comments or
right,
says something,
right.
you know, that's it. But you also have to add the fact that, you know, we don't know what's going on behind the cell phone or the computer. So we don't know what type of behavior or who this individual is or how this individual behaves. But at
right.
the end of the day, man, it's like women are becoming a lot more possessive, jealous, insecure. And to use their word, man, petty. You know what I'm saying? It's like small, and it's what it is, man. It's actually sad that social media has opened up the world to so many people and brought so much to the table
right.
that people want to, like, knock half of it off. Like, you can't like a picture. That means if you like the picture, it means you like the person. Like, I don't get that. You know what I'm
crazy,
saying?
Crazy,
I don't get
crazy,
that.
Crazy. I don't know what's going on with these people and their mentality when it comes to liking a picture on Facebook, but if I like one, I just like the picture. It's something about the picture I like. It ain't got nothing most of the time to do with the person at all, and that's just me. Okay, you guys, what we're going to do right here, right now, is play a song, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Kilo, you guys, because he is here and in the building, and we're going to have a short combo with him, and we're going to play some of this Just KP, All We Know, and we'll be back with our guest, Kilo. Hang on tight.
Yeah. This rap is all we know. Big pun all in my soul. They won't beef, get the stakes too high. Give them all time, watch they comply. Drunk round tables, I'm preaching till they believe it. The present right here, I'm young, black, and I'm gifted. They talking all that BS, I swear they all just pippin'. It's special when I'm flippin'. These Ubers in rotation, sonically in range. I'm coming for all the range. I'm from NC where banners shit change. HB2 kicking like a young HBK. Sweet chin music all around my way. Young BA still paying Sally Mae. The bitch calling my phone trying to fuck up my day. You can ride the wave or be the full moon. So when the sunset changing the shame too. Old heads hating on the young boys. In the middle trying to find where I belong. I like my people all like Serena ass. It's all real and you know they down with rap. I just wanna be real, that's authentic. On my musty, yeah, when I spit it, it's electric, yup, yup. Young spitter tryna knock every door off the hinges. Young Hendry, boy, you better believe it. Drunk round tables, I'm preaching till they believe it. The present right here, I'm young, black, and I'm gifted. They talking all that BS, I swear they all just pippins. It's special when I'm sipping these Ubers in rotation. This rap is all we know. Big pun all in my soul. They won't beef, get the stakes too high. Give them all time, watch they come fly. We talking about practice, I'm snapping like some elastic and cracking like 12 eggs in a basket. I'm so black, Friday was my life reenactment. No time to be statin', my girl was just pregnant. Now I got a baby boy and they need a backyard for excitement. Handing out indictments, no lies in my movement. You so Mark Furman, I'm so Dave Chappelle. I'm so Eric Sermon, boy, I got my music and it's rolling. Plain ain't smoking loud, but this right here will have them choking. Put some PZ in your rotation, yes, it's potent.
on to Muhammad. Can you figure me caring about your figures when everything eyes the world labeled as traitors? Was out of ATL rapping and finessing, had all my young niggas straight wildin' out the western. Drunk round tables, I'm preaching till they believe it. The present right here, I'm young, black, and I'm gifted. They talking all that BS, I swear they all just pippin'. It's special when I'm sippin', these Ubers in rotation. This rap is all we know, Big Pun all in my soul. They won't beef, get the stakes too high, give them all time, watch they come fly. This rap is all we know, Big Pun all in my soul. They won't beef, get the stakes too high, give them all time, watch they come fly. This rap is all we know, Big Pun all in my soul. They won't beef, get the stakes too high, give them all time, watch they.
All right, you guys. Look like our guest is going to be coming into this place up in here. Kilo is in the building. How you doing today, sir?
What it do, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing good. We're glad to have you here, and I just want to take the time to say thank you for coming on to Grown Folks Business over here on Grind Hard Radio.
Man, we appreciate it over here at Pushover B Shop, man. We look forward to talking to y'all every time we do, so I'm excited.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, tell everybody where you're from.
Originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, came to the West Coast as a young kid, young boy. I mean, back and forth. So, I mean, I'm originally from Cincinnati, though, Midwest.
Okay, that's what's happening. Now, I lived in Toledo, Ohio for 9 years. So I know a little bit about the state. yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was about to say we grind hard out there.
Oh, yeah. Now, so, it is some grinders and some hustlers. There's a whole lot of different kind of folks in Ohio. When I first moved there, I said, you know, Ohio has a different breed of people. Like, I don't know if they give them different water or what the deal is, but I had never met a kind of people like Ohio people in my life.
I was about to say, it's definitely something in the water.
Yeah. It's craziness, craziness. But we're so glad to have you over here. And I want to start out by just asking you a few questions, if I may. What are some of the things that you would like to accomplish as an artist?
You know what? I ain't never been about the industry and, you know what I mean, about the money, you mean. I've always invested my own money in my career. I mean, so it's never been about that for real. I mean, if it comes, it comes. But I always wanted the people to hear my voice. I mean, to hear what I got to say because I got something to say. I've been all over the world, all over the map with my music. So, I mean, it's exciting for everybody to grasp on it and to understand it. And, you know what I mean? And that's all I really want, for everybody to understand Kilo and, I mean, where I come from and what I'm trying to do with this.
Okay. And what would you like for people to take from your music? Like, what separates your music from what we're already hearing?
You know what? I come from an era where, you know what I mean? I'm going to put it out there. I come from an era where, you know what I mean, music makes sense. I mean, what you say in your music, I mean, people are listening to and they want to vibe with it, understand it. They want to put a part of your music or your conversation in their life. And that's pretty much where I come from. I mean, I come from, you know, the struggle. You feel what I'm saying? I come from the hustle. I mean, so, I mean, and when I talk about it, you know what I mean, I put it in my music. I mean, that's all I really want people to, you know, understand that, you know what I mean, you ain't the only one that went through it, but, you know what I mean, it's ways to get up out of it, that's all.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. All right, and one more thing. If you could collaborate with any artist out right now, which artist would you choose?
You know what? we talking industry or are you just anybody?
Anybody, industry or underground, whoever.
All right, right now I got I got two of them. I mean, because I mean I've been doing a lot in this man's city. I mean, and I've been reaching out a lot. I mean, so I would like to, you know, at least get one little song with my homeboy Michi Slick. I mean, I am in San Diego, California, and I've been here. I mean, this has been my second home for a while. So my kids from here. I mean, so I would like to do something with him. And industry-wise, man, it's going to shock everybody, man. I, I would get my homeboy Nipsey Hussle. He's been doing his thing, man, and I'm excited. I seen his campaign every time. My man used to grind in L.A. I used to grind out there with him, and to see him, you know, progressing and progressing, and doing what he's doing. I would like to do something. That would be nice.
Awesome. All right. That's what's up. Well, those were my questions, and thank you so much for answering them. And I'm going to pass it over to the God Hey Roo.
What's up, my nigga?
Yeah. What's up, man? What's up? Hey, check this out, man. Like, you know, I'm from Cali, man. So I want to ask you, you know, when people talk about San Diego, there was a time and a place when people talked about San Diego and talked about music, they talked about J.O. Felony. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was the guy from that era. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to, like, hood music or, as a lot of people have started calling it, like, that struggle music, it's like, what do you think the problem is with longevity?
In San Diego?
No, in hoods, period, everywhere, like, the longevity of, like, hood music.
Definitely, I'm glad you spoke on that. I mean, speaking of J.O. Felony, I mean, he's close to the family, so, I mean, that's who you mentioned his name. I mean, that was one of the ones that actually was here that I seen that could have had a lot of longevity if this situation would happen. It ain't just San Diego. It's everywhere. It's Cincinnati, I mean, San Diego, L.A. I've been to a lot of places, my nigga, and down south, I've been to Anniston, Alabama, Atlanta, Birmingham, Mobile. I've been a lot of places with my music, like, I mean, slept in the hoods, not just, I mean, been there with the campaign, and I've actually slept with the people, I mean, hustled with the people, lived with the people, you know what I mean? I mean, so, I mean, it's unity. That's basically it, man. It's that unity to say, you know what, somebody in our hood or somebody in our environment is trying to progress or trying to, reach for something, and we need to push more of getting that person to, getting there. At the same time, it's probably the reason why we have so much hatred, because we keep them there so long. Help push me out the motherfucker. I wouldn't be there. You wouldn't be having to hate on me. I think it's really the unity. I mean, in our hoods, in our environments. I mean, just because a person is from one set or one part of the hood, I mean, doesn't define that man or that person. I mean, he's trying to do something or be somebody. And if y'all really opened y'all third eye, y'all could probably see that and push him a little bit more of getting there. So it's just the unity. That's all.
Okay. I mean, it's like I say it on this show a lot. You know what I'm saying? Or have said it on these shows. I really don't think, man, that you know what I'm saying. If gangster rap is, I think it's like a oxymoron, because at the end of the day, man, if you take on a career or you get into some type of music or you get into some type of field, you can either do one or the other. I mean, we see it all the time. All of the real gangster rappers, they either locked up or dead right now, because they in that life for real, for real, for real. These dudes just being successful and popular and talking about it, they not really in that life like that. So that's what I'm always amazed about.
I wouldn't go so far as saying they ain't in the life. I would just say we become representatives of the music, and that's all it really is. Is just they become representatives of the music and things like that. Like just like me right now. I mean, I'm a family man. You feel what I'm saying? I'm here with my kids. I mean, I do what I do. My music talks about my hustle life, my grind, the lifestyles that I lived. I mean, and I don't glorify it. I just let you know. I mean, I'm just writing my book. You know what I mean? And it's through my music, through my words. And, you know what I mean? So far as, in the gangster rapping situations like that, you got some characters. I ain't going to lie. You got some characters out there. Some real some real life funny dudes. You know what I mean? Like real shit. You know what I mean? But so far as everyone, you know what I mean? We all trying to, get some kind of recognition off our little situation. I remember back in the day, it wasn't that hard, to get recognized and put it in. And it didn't matter if you was a hustler or a gangster or a pimp or just a square. If you had some lyrics and you had some bars, people wanted to hear what you was talking about if it made sense. Now we came to a situation where it's about marketing and image. And now it's to the point where the marketing and image, what they heard back then was the gangsters, the pimps, the hustlers, you know what I mean? And now these, you know, these newcomers are taking on the image and, you know, bringing it out there, and it's putting a little damp in the game. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean? So I feel you on that. You know what I mean? I mean, but, you know, it's a lot of people out here that, you know, we're representatives of those lights because we used to live those lights, and some of us are still trying to get up out those lights. So, you know what I mean, we're still independent and doing our thing. But, I mean, it is some people out there that's, you know, representing situations in a wrong way to the point where, you know, people can be misunderstood by, you know what I mean, the whole picture.
Okay. My last question is this, man. It's like, it's hard to get on. You know what I'm saying? Like, really hard to get on, to get, like, that little spot. Do you feel like if you get on, you dig what I'm saying, and you clog up the little pipeline, that you have an obligation to behave and, you know, conduct yourself in a certain way in order to, you know, to ease the way for the next cat coming through?
You know what? I've been through so much. I feel like, you know what I mean, the path that I went down. If anybody else, you know what I mean, chose to go down that path, I think they would. You know what? I was talking to my son the other day. I want to mention them too. You know what I mean, shouts out to Howard Wilburn, you know what I mean, for giving the chance for my sons to be featuring in his new upcoming movie, Next 24. So, I mean, I was talking to my son about situations like that, about, you know what I mean, you know, I always want him to be better than me. You know what I mean? No matter what he sees through what I'm doing in life, I want him to be better than me. So, I mean, by him, you know, getting situations, taking care of situations the way he's doing right now in his life, you know, I honor that in him, and I always want everybody else around me to see that. You know what I mean? Hey, I've been through a lot. And I ain't saying I've been through shit, you know what I mean, that ain't nobody else been through, but I've been there. So if you ain't never been there and you want to make it a little easier for you, just listen to my music. I mean, and it'll tell you, I mean, how I've been there and how I'm trying to make it easier for my peoples. I mean, so I don't know if that actually touched on base, man. I'm still asleep. So, but I mean, I like I said, I'm in a learning process, and I always want people around me to learn. You know what I mean, basically, around me, off of what I'm doing, and hopefully they have a message. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it ain't always a good situation that I get myself into. So, but you can learn from those too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, was that all of your questions?
Yeah, that was it, you know, pretty much, man. You know, I just wanted to give you my opportunity, man, to touch on something a little different, man, than, you know, the usual little question. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate questions. Those are some real questions. I appreciate you giving me, let me get the chance to answer them, man. Hopefully I made sense in some of them. I told you it's 9:30 here in San Diego.
Right.
Kind of still sleep. I mean, but it's all good. I would like to, you know, get some shots out if I could, you know what I mean, to my piece. Family, also to those who, you know what I mean, made it smooth for me this year, AJ Johnson, Black Mikey, Howard Wilburn, Bear Witness Magazine, Golden Platinum Records, Black Brisk, Big Abu, California Polo Bands, Fudgelino, The Capone, which is actually on one of those songs that I feature, which is right now, Litwit, Big June, Jermaine, you know what I mean, hosting the shows and letting us, you know what I mean, perform and do our thing and show our talent. My family, Young Way Freeway Waltz in L.A., I mean, putting it down and helping my managed team, Keisha Stevens, and the pushover staff. My sisters and brothers back home in Cincinnati, Ohio, and my number one radio station, Grind Hard Radio. You feel me?
Absolutely. And we appreciate that. And we're going to take it to the phone lines right quick. We got some callers here on the line that may want to ask you a couple of questions. 57529 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
It's your boy, the Don Holy Terrific, man. This is Liquid in the building, B-Shop representer.
Boy,
hey,
Joe.
What's happening?
You know, Kilo Kush over in the building, man. We finna march through one time. They already know what it is, Grind Hard Radio all day. You know, I have my episode, and we still grinding.
Okay.
That's right, boy.
What we do, boy?
What's going on with you, man? I see you out there doing big things, man. We finna march through with this project, though. They ain't gonna know what hit them, man.
I got a song, man, right now coming out with Litwit and a few artists around San Diego, man. This song is so hot, man. It's called Welcome to the West. It's actually Welcome Me to the West Coast, San Diego. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I always needed that that introduction. You know what I mean? So, the homies came through and blessed me with it. And Litwit is one of them ones that came through, and I'm just honored.
For sure. Stay building, my dude. I'll get with you, man. I'll holler at you tonight.
Yep.
All right. That's what's up, and we appreciate the caller for calling in. We have another caller on the line. 5971 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
You got the Gray Dow Wu, 7774. And I just want to wish everybody. What's up, the guy, Wu? It's Liza Rock, the Tweety Man.
Hey, what's happening?
And I just wanted to grind with y'all. You know what I mean? To celebrate the new year coming up, because big things is happening for us all. You know, and I have
to right.
And I just want to call in and support like I always do. You know what I mean? And I want
to
shout out
to
all.
Well, you know, we always appreciate you and always glad to hear from you. Anything going on in the hip-hop world we should be knowing about right now?
Oh, shit. A lot of things, you know what I mean? But I don't want to throw off, the topic y'all was on in the artist. You know, I like the artist. I want to salute the artist. Kilo, that's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I was feeling what you were saying, man. It's all about image. You're exactly right. It's about image and your name. And it's about what you go through, because when I spit my music, that's what I spit. I spit what I've been through and what I know, you know what I mean? And that's what people feel. You know, people got to feel what you've been through and what you know, and they got to recognize the image. You know, image mean a lot when it comes to, you know, when it comes to music and it comes to, you know, your brand and all that. See, that's why I always represent my name. You know what I mean?
That's right. On your image.
You know who did it? Mike Jones did it first. What did Mike Jones do on his video? That nigga had a Twitter name on a T-shirt. You know what I mean?
That number.
So you on point. And I want to salute you for supporting Grind Hard Radio, Grown Folks Business. I've been supporting it for a long time. And
you're right, man.
And my mission, I'm trying to start a record label. And I love the underground. You know, I love Grind Hard because they got so many artists from all over. And Dawu might make it one day, y'all. And I'm going to scoop some of these artists up you be having on y'all show.
Right.
All I need is about $10,000. All I need is $10,000. That's a lot, but it's not a lot. And then all I got to do is buy the building. I already got the engineers. And what I want to do is, like, when I start my record label in D.C., I'm going to have them pay with their talent, not no money. I will pay for the artists to go in the studio.
Right.
I'm going to pay the engineer.
Right.
I got two engineers with the school and all that exists. You know what I mean? If everything come to light, because 2017 is shit, and everything come to light, because I got major artists follow me. I got major producers follow me, you know, and they want me to submit my music, but I can't because it's not copyrighted. You know, I did a whole lot of shit real quick. So I got to take the curse words out. You know, I got major radios follow me, too, so I got to take the curse words out, a couple of songs I made back in the day. And, but, yeah, man, you keep striving, man, and, you know, and don't give up what you do, man, because you're a good artist, man. I love artists, man. I love artists that's on point. You know what I mean? And I want to say one more thing about the topic real quick. Because, T-Bird, I see your little posters, right? And whatever I say, haters got many faces when it comes to social media. I done did a whole collage on you. You know what I mean? And it ain't like you out there doing sexual joints. It ain't like you showing anything. You always have your body covered and all that. So you know how I do. I promote females. You know what I mean? And I'm like I follow the twerk team. I follow them, and they always send me twerk videos. And I had put a twerker on a post one time, and I had about I got 5,000 fans, so I had about 10 Christian women bomb me out on the joint. Why you do that? I was like, it's nothing but dancing. Right? You know what I did? I posted some African women twerking. cooking, and doing dishes and shit. They had all their clothes on. And I said, this is where twerking came from. I said, they got all their clothes on. Now, what's the problem with that? You know,
wow. Everything.
And they had their long dresses on and all that. Cooking, washing clothes, and twerking at the same time. You know what I mean? So, but like those situations, you know, everybody know Tweety Bird, y'all. Everybody watch Tweety Bird. You know what I mean? And I don't like insecurity ass dudes. It's like, hey, Wu hit it on point. You got a lot of dudes that don't recognize that woman beauty, and I promote beautiful women. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And a lot of them be telling me, well, my boyfriend might get mad. I be like, look, I say he don't get mad at what I say on the picture. You know what I mean? I'ma say some tight ass shit about you. He gonna be proud of you. And a lot of brothers don't appreciate their woman beauty. You know what I mean? And it'd be blowing me when he was insecure like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
My ex-wife was Korean, right? I married the same woman twice. Korean, beautiful. I was the idiot not to take photos of her. You know what I mean? I had to take photos of my wife. I took more photos of Sweden than I did on her.
Oh, have mercy.
You know what I mean?
Okay, well, we gotta push this interview on, sweetheart. But thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you.
Can I do some shout outs real quick? Shout out to Hey Woo. You know, always shout out Grindhard, Jet Chronicles, DJ Stars of Rock. I hope you in the lab as we talked about, home. I ain't gonna say no more. I can't put on blast yet. I'm waiting.
Trill.
For you. All right.
Trill.
And if you Trill. Do that, if you do that, like I said, don't worry about no bread, because I know how to use money, Grind, so don't need trip. shout out to YouTube, bud. I thank you for all your love. I thank you for all your respect. We're artists. And Grind Hard gonna blow up. I believe it. You know, I got faith in this shit. You know what I mean? And I want to do the artists
right.
Again. And Happy New Year's, y'all. Y'all have a good-ass time. Turn up. You hear me? Y'all
all
can
right,
follow
babe,
me.
You too.
Follow me on Twitter. DAWD7774, Instagram, Facebook, Reverb Nation, all that good shit. You know what I mean? And y'all gonna hear
that
Star Wars soon, okay?
All right, babe. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Hey, y'all. Salute.
All right. Salute.
Hey, shout out to Boo, because he came on here and showed love to everybody.
Okay.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, we're gonna get into DJ Sergeant Rock. Did you get any of your questions in?
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for stopping by the show, you know what I'm saying, giving us some of your time and your talent, and just, you know what I'm saying, hang out with us, you know what I'm saying? We want you to know we really
appreciate that, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. First of all, you're from Ohio. Shout out to King Diz, you know what I'm saying? King Diz, he's from Ohio. He's another Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying, affiliate, you know what I'm saying, that's been rocking with us for a long time. And this is what I want to ask you, since you're from up that way. Now, everybody always want to point the finger at the DJs this, and the DJs that, and the yada yada this, and yada yada that. I'm finna ask you some goddamn DJ questions, so you gotta keep it 1,000. Don't spare nobody motherfucking feelings. Fuck that dumb shit. Tell it like it. T-I-S, you dig? How are the DJs treating these local artists from your city, in your critique, in your opinion?
Yeah, they're not fucking with us. I mean,
what?
I mean, yeah, they're not. They're, you know, you talking about in Cincinnati?
Your city.
Just in general.
No. I mean, your city. I always say your city because you never know where a lot of these people be at. You know what I'm saying? So, in your city, how are these DJs treating these local artists, bro?
We get all love in Ohio. I mean, like I said, I mean, Ohio sticks together with the music, just like the South. I mean, they stick together with their music. Most of the DJs is the local nigga from the hood. So, I mean, it wasn't nothing to pass the song off to him. I mean, so, I mean, they still relate to the same thing, and they still going through the same shit. You know, it's a lot of DJs out there still grinding too. You mean they do the same thing as us artists? I mean, they got to get their shit out there. They got to market the fact that they are a great DJ, or they got a place to play your music. I mean, so you could be a DJ and you know, you've got that hole in the wall. I mean, it's a difference between having a good venue. You know what I mean? So, I mean, all the you know, DJs is out there grinding, you know, and doing their thing, but
I mean
so far,
they
show love to, you know, us artists, because most of the DJs is the artists.
Well, damn. I haven't heard that one. I ain't that shit. Most of the DJs is artists. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, moving right along, man. All right. My next question to you would be, you know what I'm saying? If you could make a mixtape with a DJ, who would it be and why?
Okay. When I first started this off, I was a major drama fan, because you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, because I come from that era. I mean, so
yeah.
I mean, if you would have drama on your shit, you made it. I don't give a fuck if you never made it in the industry, on them streets you made it. I mean, you can make a dollar. I mean, so just because I was a fan, I will always go with him. But there's so many big DJs out here right now. What's that? Oh, you know what? I'm getting into another style of my music. I mean, and what was that DJ? What was that fucking DJ that did that one for? It's gonna fuck you up. That Sam Smith dude. Remember that DJ? I forget. I don't know. You know what? So many great talent out there. Whether featuring on my album because they rapping, or, you know what I mean, they want to put my shit in their spin, man, I don't care. You know what I mean, I show love to anybody. You know what I mean, but like I said, I'm a back in the day kind of dude. So, you know what I mean, if I was an industry DJ, it'd be DJ Drama. You know what I mean, I don't give a fuck how old he is. I mean, dude is nice, and he always been nice. I mean,
okay.
If you put that on, if you put that stamp on your shit, you know what I mean, it's first class. So I would love to ride first class.
Well, that's what's up, man. Well, look, I'm ready to get into some of this hot music. You know what I'm saying? And we heard some of it last week. We get ready to get into that good shit this week. You know what I'm saying? And again, thank you for stopping by, Grown Folks Business. You know what I'm saying? To kick it with
you. Man, I appreciate that, man.
And the guy, Hey Roo, you know what I'm saying? And you already know how we do it. You're welcome back to Grown Folks Business anytime. Keep sending us that dope music, and we'll make sure we get it in rotation. You dig?
That's what's up, man. It's your boy Kilo, man, representing Cincinnati to motherfucking San Diego, California, man. Listening to my online station, Grind Hard Radio. You heard? B-Shot, push
up. That's okay, man. Okay, now, Kilo, I want you to tell me a little bit about Right Now. Can you tell me a little bit about this track?
Yeah, you know what? that's my shit, too. Shout out to my homeboy, Fergelino. I mean, hopefully he's listening in right now. Fergelino D. Capone, I mean, another great San Diego artist, I mean, came through and showed love with me with this one. I asked him to come through and get on, like you said, some Grown Folks shit with me. I mean, my verse is always on. I mean, my verse is all based on my lady. I mean, but I put it in a way where you can relate to yours too. So I hope everybody like it. Right Now, featuring Fergelino Capone.
That's what's happening. We about to get into it right now. We'll be back with more Kilo. Don't go nowhere.
My love is waiting for you. Come right now. We'll do anything. We'll do anything for you. Right now, my love is waiting for you. Come right now. We'll do anything. We'll do anything for you.
Every minute, every second, every hour, I'll be looking for your body in the shower. It's love making with you, winning and faking with you. Do anything for my girl, trying to conquer the world. Close the bathroom door, phone sex when I'm on tour. I'm craving your savings, baby, your body is amazing. But I'm home now, put the phone down, bring the pussy over here, let me taste it. Open your eyes, give me fuck faces. There's many things I could do, but I'd rather be here with you. Type of girl, change your life for. Ain't no limit on the price for. Stay focused when I'm not around. Pick me up when I fall down. Make a king feel like he supposed to. Now let me tell you what I'm gonna do. Anything for your girl, swear to God that it's your world. I'm just trying to find my place in it. Put my whole face in it, would you like that? She give me favor for a favor, hit me right back. Little mama off the chain, I can see her with my last name. Right now is what I want, man. And I can do anything, will do anything for you. Ain't no limit with a thug, boo. Sit back, sugar voodoo. While we laughing at the past like Hulu. Leo and a Scorpio, Zodiac second pair to bows. So we took it there, hell yeah. Stand together like who cares? To the nigga that had it, I know it ain't fair. And I said it so I don't share. Wow, bring the body over here like right now. Right now, right now.
Right now, my love is waiting for you. Come right now. We'll do anything. We'll do anything for you. Right now, my love is waiting for you. Come right now. We'll do anything. We'll do anything for you.
When you gon' let me hit that? You seein' in me vibes, got the look in your eyes like you wanna give me some of that Kit Kat. You turnin' it down when they all come around, and I wanna take you, girl, that I dig that. I feel like you wanna see it, make me wanna get it in. I just wanna know what you with that. I know you got a freaky side, let me bring that out. Have you ever fucked around with a thug nigga like me? Let me show you what your G's about. Let's cross that line, baby, I can't wait. What's it gon' do, baby, what's it gon' take? When you tell the bitches that you fuckin' the rubber, fuck Jelena, but best believe they gon' hate. Real niggas can relate without the down when a nigga feeling out of place. She so into me and it's all in her face. She know what coming over, she so anxious she can't wait. She gon' make moves if a nigga catch a case. Keep it 100, ain't nothing but her fake. She trapped in my world, she don't even wanna escape. Baby body killing shit, bring the yellow tape. We count our money, blowing those at the gates. I'm a number one soldier and she be my ace. You chose the right one, baby, you got some taste. Ain't nothing sober about it, moving at a fast pace. I'm hella seasoned since the young and I've been late. Your love's a 187, it's killing my heart rate. You've learned from heartbreak. In this world, you be the shark of shark bait.
Right now, my love is waiting for you. Come right now, we'll do anything. We'll do anything for you. Right now, my love is waiting for you. Come right now, we'll do anything. We'll do anything. Right now I'll do girl, anything. Girl, anything. Thank you right now.
All right.
What did you guys think? Hey, man, yeah. I appreciate that. Hey, man,
yeah.
Shout out to Alvin Brown. That's actually the one on the hook, Alvin Brown. So my shout out to Alvin Brown and the producer that shot the, did that song is AJ Johnson. So I appreciate y'all, man. Much love.
Word. That's what's up. Beat Shop in the building. AJ, what's happening?
What's up with you, man?
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Now, we do have another track here, Ryder. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. See, Ryder, I just actually did. I mean, shout out to King Slumps. I mean, I actually just did this song. This beat was sent to me, and man, I just had to put it down. It was one of the one great ones. I actually been trying to hook up with King Slumps for a while, and I mean, this is the outcome. Then he ain't even heard it, so hopefully he hear it. I mean, he appreciate it too. So this is exclusive for everybody. This is actually on my new album, which I'll be releasing the 1st of January, and that's Batman 2. I mean, so it's gonna be hot.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. We're going to get into it right now, you guys. Kilo, Ryder, they're going to where we'll be back in just a minute.
Kilo,
I'm riding now.
Cameo on though.
Damn. Okay, that shit.
Shout out to AJ, man. He wasn't supposed to put me out there like that, man. It was supposed to be in the background, y'all. Man, you're supposed to hear the little harmonizing, but he put it out there. So, I mean, yeah, that's right. Me getting my little cameo on. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's your jamming right there. I like that shit. For real.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. That one I actually. I mean, I just went in there. I heard the beat, and I mean, that's what came out of it. I mean, I ain't rehearsed that or nothing. It just really, I mean, I had a few witnesses in there too. I really went in there, and just I heard the beat, went in there, slapped it out, and that's what came out. And I actually enjoyed it too. That was the last song I just did, but I got so much more. Like I said, on this Batman 2 coming out, man, I got so many more features and so many more. You know, hot artists that came through and showed love to me. I mean, like I said, shout out to those. Ish Capone just came in there last night. I mean, the other night, and just, you know, I mean, showed ass. So, man, I just, man, it's gonna be a good year this year for me and my campaign. And like I said, shout out. I got two movies I'm actually, helping out with. Like I said, The Next 24 is shot by Howard Wilburn, and I'll be featured in Culinary Rejects. I be playing a Jamaican lawyer, you know, trying to get my homeboys out of prison, you know.
No, that's right. Okay, well, tell everybody how to find you, follow you, and get a hold to you. If they want to get a hold to you for a feature, how can they get a hold to your music? Tell everybody how they can find you right now.
It's out on all your local sites. I made it so easy for y'all. On Twitter or Instagram, all you got to put is @. But everything else is Kilo Pushover. I mean, it's real simple. If you want to holler at me online, you can Google my name and Kilo Pushover. Bryson Stevens is gonna come out. I just gave it to y'all, man. That's me. Okay. I mean, so I mean, pop Kilo Pushover on any site or any page, and that's what you're gonna come up with. Facebook. I mean, and, I mean, I ain't got that many Facebooks. I got a whole bunch of them, I mean, but I ain't reached that 5,000. So y'all help me out there, y'all, man. I'm trying to reach that 5,000. I mean, that's my award. I mean, that's my hood award. I mean, you feel me? I'm trying to get my hood award. So, I mean,
okay.
So, but any features, I'm hood with it. I mean, any features, you can hit me up at area code 760-829-3352. That's Kilo's number. Any features, I mean, you looking for some, I mean, good herbs.
Okay.
I can say what the fuck I want to say. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm lightened up over here. You know what I'm saying? We strapped.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm prepared and ready.
So they ain't kicking your door in. Okay.
They got to knock and be welcome. I mean, so, I mean, love to everybody out there. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Like I said, man, shout out to my homeboys in San Diego that's showing me all love. I mean, if y'all don't mind, I like to go through those names again. I appreciate it. Like I said, it was AJ Johnson, Black Mikey, Howard Wilburn, Bear Witness Magazine, Golden Platinum Records, Black Brits, Big Up Boo, California Polo Bands, Fudgelino, the Capone, my homeboy Litwit just came in and showed me love, Big June, Jermaine, my whole family in Cincinnati, my homeboy Freeway Ricky Ross, little Freeway Ricky Ross, big Freeway Ricky Ross is already out. I mean, the whole Pushover staff, my wife plus my manager Keisha, my brothers and sisters, Tilly, I know you listening in right now, and everybody else, man, I love y'all. Grind Hard Radio. You know, I mean, y'all the first ones that showed me love out here, you know what I mean, on the radio. And I'm glad to be back to, you know what I mean, show y'all my progress. So I appreciate y'all. And my homeboy Cody, you know what I mean, he the one that put me on the situation. So shout out to my homeboy Cody, man, and coming in and showing me love, man.
Yeah.
I know, that's right. Well, we're glad to have you, and thank you so much for taking out your time in your early morning to come over here and chat with us. And, you know, this link is permanent, so you can have everybody go back and listen that didn't get a chance to. And you can have them call in over here on Saturdays and request your music, and we'll get it on for them.
Off top, man. I appreciate that. G-Kill, we doing it, man. All right.
All right, now. Okay, you guys. Now, we are, like, really pushing. So what we got to do here right now, I handpicked this submission here. Joseph Humphrey, I was listening to some of the arrangements of his music. He's a musician, and he has some artists that are featured on some of his music and arrangements, and I do want to get a chance to play this for you guys. This song is entitled I Don't Mind, and we're going to come back and give our thoughts on it, but I absolutely love it. So we're going to get into it right now. Joseph Humphrey.
Mm-hmm. I show you that there's so much more to see. I can try every night in every way, treat you right every day, but it's up to you to ease the pain. If you do, love is here just for you. I will prove that it's true. Don't be afraid, I don't mind, as long as you are here with me, I don't mind, as long as you're
out with my baby girl Tweety B on Grown Folks Business Saturdays, every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on Grindhard Radio. If you're missing out, you losing. And you know this?
What's the business, grown folks? What's going on with y'all today, man? It's your boy Big Bird with the sports report. And everything that's popping today is all about football, 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 football. That's it. It's going down, man, for the whole weekend. Every year around New Year's is when you get all the best games in college football. It's because now's when the playoffs starts. Playoffs start tonight. And then you got the best, like the New Year's Day Bowls is what they call them. Michigan and Florida State played last night. You got pretty much every team that was in the running for the Final Four and didn't make it will play in the next couple of days. And then the tournament starts tonight with Alabama playing Washington at 3. And then you got Clemson and Ohio State playing at 7. And both of those games are going to be some, well, the country folks call it, barn burners. This game could go either way, to be honest with you. I'm predicting Alabama to win that Washington game in a closer game than most people think, because Washington, you don't really see them a lot on the East Coast because all the games start like 3-4 hours after the fact, whenever people on the East Coast are about ready to go to bed. Most of their games start like 10:30 at night, so you really never get a chance to see them. But those boys have a lot of talent on that team. They got a good quarterback, running back, receivers, got a good defense. And they could get out there and they could get Alabama a run for their money if they ain't on top of their game. But I expect them to pull it out. And also, Clemson and Ohio State, Clemson's quarterback play is really head and shoulders above what Ohio State has off, so I expect them to win. So, and then in the last week for the NFL, you got a lot of teams trying to, you know, win their last game, just like Atlanta. They're trying to win to get to lock up that second seed in the NFC. To get the bye week, and then also in the AFC, you got Pittsburgh trying to win. You got the Patriots trying to win to solidify that number one spot. So it's a lot of, you know, in the NFL, it's going down too, and it's going to be interesting tomorrow to watch that. So it's going to be football all weekend, man. Y'all enjoy y'all New Year's. Me and Tweety B still doing our thing, man. Grown folks, business, y'all enjoy y'all Saturday, man. Stay out of that cold weather. You know what I'm saying? Don't get too drunk on that eggnog and all that stuff, man, that y'all drinking tonight. Happy New Year's once again. Peace.
Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on that's my torch. Taking everything in here by natural force. I know the others get stuck and get off the porch. I'll be 16 and 90 by the come of March. That 16 flies burn away your bark. I got a duffel bag. Everything in it is starch. And if I reach in, I'ma pull out something large. Bust it wide open. I wear it like it's a corsage. Pretty though with the goons in my entourage. Duffel bag girl, yeah. No mirage. Lyrics like Maserati when I pull out the rush. Make a big boom like a verbal barrage. Duffel bag deep, picture this, it's a collage. I can hear all the haters over all this pause. Got the remote, click, I put them all on pause. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our toy. I gotta keep the books like I'm a local librarian, cause duffel bag deep dealing with some barbarians. When I cut up, I give them all cesareans. What's beef when you talking to a vegetarian? No fun when I whip out them Nancy Kerrigans. I'm on my Maryland, really there's no comparison. I need two goons to help me just carry it in. I'm duffel bag, I'm dope, just like a heroin. I got them higher than a 5-star Sheridan. The great view, they won't miss, let me sparrow in. Quick, fast, and I narrow in. They won't last, just watch how I just settle in. I'm trying to break ground, do some up leveling. They do much talk, but really stay irrelevant. Me, I keep strong, just working on my development. And I'm original, Kush Medical Medicine. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch.
I'm on my Shantae. Can I wear a train on the track? DMV, that's it. I'm on my Shantae. study me, they salute like I'm Shantae. Bitches, but I'm cute. Call me Shantae. My crew got that juice. Where the Shantae? Rock, I got bomb bars. I'm a Bombay. You rockin' bamboo, then that's Shantae. Female out your group, call that Shantae. Work up with the boots, then that's Shantae. Rock, we got bomb bars. We some Bombay.
Yeah.